Welcome to the Becoming a Streamer podcast by Pipeline, where we sit down with your favorite streamers to learn more about where they're at today and their journey in getting there. My name is Stone Mountain 64, co-founder of Pipeline, and today we're joined by The Broken Machine. He's a full-time YouTube live streamer. He actually started doing YouTube years ago as a hobby, and after graduating university, decided to fully commit to Battlefield 1 launch, creating content for it, streaming, and from there, has gone full-time since. Absolutely killing it. He's at over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. His stream's now getting thousands of concurrents. You can check him out at youtube.com/thebrokenmachine. And if you love this podcast, please share it with a friend who also would enjoy it. And without further ado, enjoy this episode. Hey, I'm really excited to have you on. We haven't really had the chance to talk to too many people who have been streaming on YouTube as well, which I think is going to be... I'm really interested to hear about, you know, how you got into everything. But before we get to some of that, I like to kind of start by just getting a base of like, where are you at now? Obviously, I mentioned you're streaming on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But what kind of content are you creating? What are you playing? Like, what's your, what platforms are you even on, even if it's outside of YouTube? What are you kind of working on?
It's mainly YouTube. I do a Twitch stream here and there. That started a while back, and that's more of a chill stream on like the weekends now. But YouTube is my main grind. I'm kind of going into more full-time streaming. I sometimes post Warzone videos, but the Battlefield 1 family is, you know, I get a lot of love from them, so they're still enjoying my content, so I still stream BF1 as well. BF5 is a bit hit and miss, you know. But yeah, it's all about streaming for me at the moment. Warzone, loving it. You've seen the numbers, I'm sure. BF1, I'm still hitting 1K on some streams. People are still loving that. So that's the focus, really.
That's awesome. And I've seen you throw in, like, I saw, like, God of War. There was a couple other games that you've thrown in throughout. Is that kind of just, like, have you kind of shifted that more towards Twitch now and you kind of leave that for something else? Or
no, see, Twitch started out... You know, on YouTube, if you upload and stream too much, it kind of messes with both. It messes with notifications, so you're kind of hurting both of them. And Firestorm was really taking off, and I was like, okay, I want to stream Firestorm more, but I can't upload at the same time. So I went over to Twitch, and we were hitting a few hundred people over there, and I was like, all right, we'll just do this as well. With the single-player stuff, I love video games, you know, but my audience doesn't really react to it very well. They do on streams on release. So I like to do, you know, when games come out on release, but I don't know. It's not a focus for me, really, when it comes to videos. It's just, you know, not all of us can do that, sadly. It's hard. It's
especially on an algorithm thing with, like, YouTube. I've definitely noticed that recently. Is like, as soon as I switch to just doing Call of Duty and let the algorithm know, like, okay, Call of Duty stuff knows to serve it to the audience. That works really well. I wanted to get a better understanding, though. So I saw on your YouTube, right, you don't leave your streams up. You take your streams. Do you put them unlisted or private?
They go unlisted, and they're all on a separate playlist. I noticed people were just clicking off them. They were not watching them after the stream had ended, and it was starting to hurt my channel. So I was like, okay, I'll set up a playlist. If people want to watch it, they can go find it. But it's not going to hurt my audience in the long run.
And is that by hurting your channel, you mean that, you know, because people don't go back and rewatch something that they watch live, that it hurts the next thing you post on the algorithm?
Exactly. They go into the stream VOD, they're watching like 20 seconds of it, and they're like, oh, this isn't live. And then they click off it. And, you know, according to YouTube, that's not good. You know, if they're clicking off within 10 seconds, they're not going to recommend your content. So my advice is unlist it, set it to automatically unlist, and then you never have an issue.
And then, so how do you manage your YouTube content that you're doing with it as well? Are you doing daily videos 3 times a week? Like, what's your schedule like in terms of the videos you're trying to do?
It used to be daily, and that is a grind that I don't particularly like anymore. I love streaming, so yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of going to a... stream and a video on one day, and then the next day will be 2 streams. So a super early stream and a super late stream, just to mix it up a little bit. And it's actually working out for me. I seem to be getting more views on the videos. So I'm getting more views rather than more uploads. It seems to, if it works, you know, do it. That's the way I see it.
That's awesome.
But
and when the videos, are they like, are they a lot of highlights from the stream? Are they like, what's your kind of target as you do? Do you do a lot of commentary still?
I used to just, should we go to where my channel kind of started?
Yeah. I do want to get there. I'm kind of getting an idea of kind of where you're at right now.
Okay. Right now it's pretty much just highlights. Warzone content is a bit up and down for me when it comes to uploads. Streams, you know, they're fine. Brilliant. I can't really post tutorials when it comes to Battlefield anymore. It's kind of done. You know, we need another game before I can do that. But, you know, as soon as it fires up, I'll be straight on those tutorials again.
Yeah. And so I do want to go back too. So like when you got started with all of this, I mean, I saw your oldest content as like 8 years ago. Starting on Battlefield as well, right? Like, was that when you first started your channel up? Was there anything before that?
No, that was, I started up with Call of Duty and Battlefield, and it was just a hobby, you know, just uploading clips, just having a bit of fun, sharing clips with friends and stuff. And then I was at university and I was just kind of messing with BF4, kind of just making commentaries. And I had a few montages take off, One Man Army 1 and 2. They've got like hundreds of thousands of views. And I was like, okay, maybe there's some interest. And then BF1 came out and I was like, okay, if I'm going to be a YouTuber, I have to try it now. So I literally worked as if I was a full-time YouTuber. And then a month later, after the release of BF1, I got a paycheck and I was like, oh, I'm a YouTuber now. Like, and I was like, I can pay my rent. I can pay everything. And I was like, wow, this is a game changer. And then I just rolled with it. And then here we are now. I'm still streaming. Still making videos, you know, and I can't complain.
And when you were doing it, I mean, for years, so you kind of consider it, you're just kind of doing it as a hobby, but you had a lot of content going up during that period of time. Was there something like, were you trying to maintain a schedule? Was it just like, oh, these are ideas for videos that I want to make? And just kind of whenever you had ideas and got to
a schedule, I was trying to just, I was in a weird place when I was at uni and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. I just needed something to grab onto. So, you know, YouTube was that. Even if I wasn't making any money off it, I just needed something to keep me sane, you know. So I wasn't sure where my life was going. I wasn't happy with my degree. I got lucky, I guess, with YouTube.
And was that like, were you watching a lot of content at the time? Was it something that it was that's what kind of got you into it?
One of my biggest inspirations was Sandy Ravage. Do you remember that guy? His Modern Warfare 2 stuff, I was like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I want to play like that guy. Like, he's just so confident. He just runs around the map. He's not really thinking too much about it and just dominating and dropping nukes and everything. I was like, I want to be that dude. Like, there was something cool about him back in the day. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. I mean, then you I always watch that type of stuff and then I go in. And then I'm like, and then I just get crushed. And it's just like, all right, well, I can't drop nukes. Not that consistently, at least.
I get that with the latest card. Like Korean Savage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how do you play like that?
I know, dude. It's crazy. Some people are just crazy. Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you've been going through this then, like, what was your content strategy like? Obviously, you've been uploading a lot of Battlefield over the years. Like, did that shift at all as you kind of first started out on that?
Okay. Initially, it was just, like I say, as a hobby. I was just experimenting. And then when Battlefield 1 came along, I knew I had to go into a very strict kind of regime. Tutorials, settings guides, map guides, everything. And I did it, and it worked out.
And what was like...
the big kill gameplays, you know?
Sure. And what was like, how did you know, like, okay, this is what I need to do? Is that like you seeing what other people had done in previous game releases? Is that just like, this is what I would want to see about it? Like, where did that dedication, I guess, for it come from?
I guess I'm a people pleaser. I like to help people. And I felt like I had something to say when it came to Battlefield. As soon as I got the invite to the alpha, I was in it playing all the day. And I was like, I can talk so much about this game. I can talk about game sense. I can talk about situational awareness, all these things. And, you know, if you watch my gameplay, I'd say I'm pretty good at it, at the situational awareness, more when it comes to Battlefield than Warzone. And that all came from like an S&D background in Call of Duty. I just felt like I had so much to say about it and I want to help people. And I feel like I'm kind of stuck at the minute that I can't really do that with Warzone. Like, I can to some extent. It has depth, but it doesn't have some... I don't know, it's different. It's hard to explain.
How has that balance been? Because it is very different, you know, editing, uploading a video versus doing a stream where it's real-time communication. And obviously, like, you know, different people like different things for the sake of even the videos that you're doing, right? Like, how has that been for you... maybe trying to manage that, or like, does it feel like it's different audiences? Is it similar people that are coming? Like, how has that been for you?
Well, initially I did a lot of commentaries, like full gameplay commentaries, and people just aren't watching that anymore. I noticed it with Battlefield 5. Like, initially I could, you know, I'll jump in a game for half an hour, upload it, 100,000 views, perfect. But now people just, they don't have the patience. To sit there and listen to somebody play a game, talk about the game, strategy, whatever. I do think there's a big shift to kind of like highlights and montages at the minute. Even with the Warzone content, you see a lot of them, they don't upload the raw gameplay like from start to finish. It's funny moments, it's strategy, you know. I think that's the way it's going.
Do you think there's interest? Is that commentary and stuff, do you bring that into your streams though? Do people enjoy that in the stream content, or do you not even focus on that either?
Do you mean like approaching my stream as if it was a commentary video? Is that
almost, because like, you know, I'm just curious, like when you're streaming, like are you bringing up these topics and things that you would be, would have been in a video, are more of like conversations and things you're having real time with people on the stream?
Okay,
like what would be a commentary?
With Battlefield, I still do. Because, you know, I can approach it. I can talk about what I'm doing and what's going to happen next, blah, blah, blah. But with Warzone, it's you're reacting on the fly. You know, I can't really talk about strategy in the same kind of way. You know, in BF1, I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit the trenches and there's a sniper in the tower. I'm going to go flank this way because I know he's going to see that angle, that line of sight. But in Warzone, if I start doing that, then another squad sees me and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do this, and then something else is happening. It's a very different atmosphere. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just curious of like, you know, how that's like for you. And then when you're, because as well, like you're balancing, this is something that, you know, when I think back to, you know, 7 or 8 years ago or whatever it was, like when people were, you know, if you're uploading like Call of Duty or Battlefield, there's this big rivalry between them too, like, oh, you can't play Call. Oh, you're playing Call of Duty. That game's not realistic, or you know, whatever it was. Like, do you feel like there's any of that going on as well, even today, with like managing some of it? Because streaming Warzone, I mean, Warzone's a little different than kind of your standard Call of Duty, even. Mm-hmm. But I guess like streaming Warzone and Battlefield, and kind of switching between those, and then uploading Battlefield content. Like, do you see, like, what, I guess, like, what's that like?
Some days I do get a lot of comments like, stop playing this, play BF1. If I die, if I lose a game, they're like, dude, you suck at this game, go play BF1. I'm like, it's Battle Royale. I can't promise a win all the time, you know? I would say yes, there is definitely. If I upload a video right now, and I don't know if you looked through, but I posted one. It's just the BF1 highlights, and it's just called Battlefield 1 is the real Warzone. And it's not a commentary on like Battlefield 1 versus Call of Duty or anything like that. It's just a title just to kind of bring people in. And so many of the comments are like, oh my God, Modern Warfare sucks. Like, I'm glad you still play this game, Broken Machine. I think it's still there, but it's not as hostile.
Do you think it's like,
in a way,
I definitely see, and like, even I started watching your most recent Battlefield video, and I like, it's really easy, especially when it's a really epic kill streak that you went on. Like, it's easy to sit there and be like, how is this guy still alive, and keep watching and going through that. Especially in a video format. Do you think it, like, has that been more difficult for streaming? Is that like, do you think that maybe it just doesn't translate as well for like the sake of the stream and keeping people engaged on it? I don't know.
I do think it is. I've noticed when I'm on streaks and whatever, people are fine, but as soon as I die a few times, they all leave. Not everybody leaving, of course, but a few people. It is. I feel like people who watch a lot of highlight videos come to streams and they expect you to be playing a certain way. They expect you to hit every single shot. They expect you to wall bang every single time, you know, and clutch every single situation. And the reality is, it's not always like that.
Sure, sure.
And if it was, it'd be amazing. But, you know, we'd all have, you know, that'd be loads of content and money in our pockets. But no, it's not like that.
So it sounds like, tough. As you've kind of been going through this, was there anything maybe before? But I think one of your big breaks really was Battlefield 1, it sounds like, then, where you really
100%.
You focused in and you actually got traction behind it. Was there anything before that or anything after? Or like maybe even just elaborate on that a bit.
I think there were moments when I could have stepped into Call of Duty and maybe got not a huge subscriber base, but maybe took off a little bit. I remember back when Black Ops 2 came out, I posted one of the first what was it called? Was it called Tactical Nuke in Black Ops 2?
I think it was Nuke in that one. Yeah, because I think like the other one was Moab in Modern Warfare. Yeah.
Well, it was a 13-0 in Free For All, and that got loads of views. Not a huge amount, but back it was then. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should have jumped on that train a little bit. I've had a few moments like that with Call of Duty, but I don't know. I feel like, not when it comes to Warzone, but back then, like, the multiplayer market is so saturated, it's so hard to break through. Like, you see creators come in, they get a ton of views, and then they're gone. Someone else comes in. It's same with Fortnite. I feel like that's very true about Fortnite as well. But no, I Battlefield 1 was... It turned me into a streamer, essentially.
And when Battlefield 1 dropped, was that like... Did you immediately... obviously you were focused on video content, it sounds like. But like, what was your regimen of introducing or maybe stepping into more streaming?
It was like every other day I just decided to just stream. And I was getting like 200, 300 viewers. And then at some point it was like 1K every single stream. And if I stream BF1 now, I'd literally have like 400 people within 20 minutes. Like, the demand is still there. I'd get up, I'd spend 3 hours getting what I would try and consider a gameplay worthy video. Like, it wasn't about the score. It was something about the way it just flowed, you know? And that's what commentary videos are. You got to have good flow. Like, I could drop a 100 kill game and be like, no, I'm not uploading it, because something about it just didn't, I couldn't feel it, you know? And then streaming kind of took off and people just kept donating and stuff. And I was like, okay, I've got to consider this. Videos are doing great, but people clearly want to see me stream. Even if it's just BF1, you know, I had to give it a go.
And was it something that were you enjoying streaming as well as you were doing it? Or was it just like, man, everybody likes this content better and you're trying to learn how to stream as you're doing it?
I actually really enjoy streaming. It can be stressful, but it's so relaxing and it's fun and it's in real time. Everybody's chatting to you. And squatting up with Battlefield YouTubers as well. That's always fun. And it's nice to like just see people's reaction in real time. Like, you hit a nice clip, clutch a game or whatever it may be. And it feels so good. It's like a crowd around you just like cheering you on. And, you know, and that's what I loved about doing BF4 streaming initially, when I was just kind of streaming it here and there while I was going for uni. It was like, I was like 10 to 50 viewers. And it was just so enjoyable. Like, I didn't care about donations or anything. It was just, there's something about streaming that feels so good. And I don't know what it is. It's real instant feedback.
When you started, to introduce the streaming, was that was on YouTube as well?
I think I initially tried Twitch, but Twitch is very difficult to get up. Very, very difficult. And BF4 at that point wasn't like a big game anymore. It was just, it's still popular, but it wasn't a streamer's game really, was it? Whereas BF1 was. I felt like BF1 was the best game to stream out of all of them in some ways.
And then when, and was that like when BF1 was out, is that where you were streaming in addition to the videos you were doing?
Yeah, like, I was streaming before that with BF4, but it was just a hobby. You know, I didn't have a schedule. I didn't have any exact days I was playing. It was just like when I've got time. And then BF1, I was like, okay, I've got to make a schedule. And it was like, just like 2 p.m. every day. And I was like, I'll be live. Yeah. And it took off on YouTube, thankfully.
And do you try and keep a schedule like now when you're creating or even as you were, as you're building up to it?
Uploads is usually 7 p.m. UK time every day. I've noticed, judging by analytics, that is like the perfect time for my channel to upload. Unless it's like fresh content, you know, some, you know, new BF5 DLC or whatever, anytime, but 7 p.m. I try to keep to a schedule on streams, but it's never worked. And I actually think you don't need a schedule. Like, it works for a lot of people, and I think it's vital for some people. But I feel like there's some kind of something about having just, I'm trying to word it in a good way. You know, when a company just randomly drops a new pair of trainers, it's kind of like that. It's just like, here it is. And people are like, oh, I'm going to click it.
Yeah, because there's that,
you know,
oh, you kind of have almost that sense of mystery with it, with like, oh, yeah, like, oh, he's going live. All right, now's my chance. I got to get there now, because you kind of have that extra.
But
interesting.
I think if you're starting off with a smaller audience, you definitely need a schedule, or at least, you know, make it very obvious. Okay, I'm back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Well, I think it's a really interesting approach, because you're very like having a schedule for your video. Do you schedule your videos as well as they're going up?
I just kind of upload them around 7 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have
never
at least
on the
that
dot, though. Never on the dot. I've heard so many stories like never upload on the dot. It's bad. It's really bad.
Just because everybody's already scheduled and going out at the same time on it. Interesting.
Exactly. So maybe a couple of minutes before or after, you know, or just look at the sub feed, you know, let's say you're uploading the next Battlefield game. And look at the subfeed. Okay, Jack Frags just uploaded 2 minutes ago. Probably not a good time to upload because everyone's watching his video.
Mm.
Give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, do it. You know?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you've got that consistency of your videos going out at least a few times a week around the same time, to where now people, that when they do see it, oh, he's live, I just watched his video. Or like, I could see how that could be like a, oh man, I gotta go chat with them right now. Like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My streams are kind of around the same times though. You know, like it's usually 2 p.m. ish. So
so maybe not starting up at the same time, but kind of in the same window of time.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes I do, like, I'll just randomly stream at like 9 in the morning. And surprisingly, there's a lot of people watching.
Is it a different crowd that kind of comes in? Can you notice, or?
Yes, yes. And I think there's something good about streaming to different crowds. I think it's worthwhile changing your stream times now and then just to kind of have a play with it and see what kind of people come in. It might, you know, you should always experiment. I'm sure you've, across the years, have done it as well. Like, just does this work? Does it not?
Yeah, you got to try stuff. Sometimes it fails, but you know,
it's
good, and you learn and you keep on going from there.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of mentioned, I think at the beginning of this, you know, you're transitioning to being full time, or you're like, where's your kind of position on, I guess, like how much time are you putting into creating content now?
I would say it's I stream like 4 to 5 hours a day, pretty much guaranteed. I probably spend an hour to two on a video, which isn't a long time, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. It's mainly because the highlight videos, really. I imagine it's going to ramp up again when the next Battlefield comes out. I am experimenting with Warzone, like videos in the background, like, my Warzone videos haven't really taken off, and I'm trying to figure out, like, is it just me, you know? Is it the algorithm? Do I need to try something new? So if I upload Battlefield 1 right now, it goes straight out. It gets views. It gets notifications. But Warzone is like, some videos go out. Some videos feel like that. I'm sure you spoke to other content creators and they said the same thing. That they just can't seem to work with other games.
I found that last year myself. Even I did this Rainbow Six Siege episode every Monday mm-hmm. of these top plays, and it always did like gangbusters super well, but I really wasn't even playing the game much. Mm-hmm. Like the algorithm was just kept on feeding anything Siege that I uploaded was like what uh-huh. people really liked. And then, and all my other like Apex and stuff really was just like not doing that well. So I was kind of streaming that and it didn't really work for my videos. But mm-hmm. as time went on, I kept on shifting, kept trying new things. And then I just did a hard shift into Call of Duty and then it all focused around that and kind of made it a little through. But I definitely could see that. I mean, do you think too, part of it could even, off the top of my head, I think maybe even just like the level of competition for Battlefield, like maybe people just aren't uploading as much Battlefield. So there might be.
I kind of got it easy with that. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. And especially there's probably a huge demand for Battlefield. Like a lot of people are still playing it. Maybe it's just mm-hmm. like you have quality content on Battlefield that people like to see. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? We got a whole bunch of audience that likes Battlefield content, but we need we need some good top tier mm-hmm. content on it. And boom, that's why it's just delivering it to everybody. I mean, maybe that.
There might be some truth to that. That's funny you should say that. A lot of people always ask me, like, why do you still play BF1? Why do you still stream it? And I'm like, look at the numbers. You know, I don't do it every single day. You know, there will be a point when I say, look, guys, I can't play BF1 anymore. But if people come and watch my videos and they like streaming and I enjoy playing BF1, you know, for people, I enjoy entertaining, why not? Yeah. I think as a streamer, you have to realize where your strengths and weaknesses lie. If I just constantly post Warzone videos, maybe I'll eventually, you know, get back up and be on the up and up. But right now it's hit and miss. So I'm doing what's right for me, you know?
Yeah. I think there's definitely balance kind of finding between everything. I think it is good that, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, as long as you're enjoying it, of course, like,
yeah, exactly.
You playing Battlefield is like, that's awesome. And you got a cool yeah. community around it and everything. And two, like, mm-hmm. that's a great way to introduce people to Warzone and the other, and God of War, exactly. whatever else you're playing. That's like, yeah. you know, everything else that you're doing and going mm-hmm. on with it.
And we're all different. You know, we all have different audiences. We should never, like, just because someone else has jumped ship, we shouldn't always do that. Same with Fortnite. Everyone's like, oh, I'll play Fortnite. And I did. And I was like, I like it, but I'm not like engrossed in it yet. And I saw, sad to say, a lot of creators jump ship and they're not all streaming anymore because it was such a saturated market, sadly.
Mm-hmm. And how's your like experience been with friends and family with all this? Like, what'd you do before getting into creating content? And then, you know, obviously you're in university, right? Like,
yeah,
was that like, how did that go with anybody, I guess?
I didn't really tell anyone I was doing like YouTube as a hobby, because back then, maybe not so much now, it was a bit weird. It's a bit, I don't know, not weird. That's not the word. It was a bit out there, I guess.
I think a lot of people would even consider today too. It's still like,
oh yeah,
you know, people are, especially like, I don't know, you know, if you ever tell anybody that's
a real job.
Yeah. Or if, you know, if you ever go to, like, I don't know, like if I've gotten to get a haircut, there's more people that like kind of understand it now. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also still like, you know, a level of you're not quite owning what you're doing and you don't really want it. You know, like there is like a weird stage of like, well, yeah. how do you explain this to somebody if they really don't know what's going on with anything about this?
I mean, it was tough to explain to my family, like, I just do it as a hobby when I was just getting, like, 2K a video at most. But now they see, like, the paychecks come in and they're like, oh, that's why you're doing it. I'm like, no, well, yeah, it is. But no, I did it out of passion and, you know, I love the Battlefield series, so I tried to go with it. But I do enjoy entertaining people in my kind of weird way. I have a degree in photography, which is not anything to do with this at all. It was kind of, yeah, some people didn't get it. They were like, why don't you just be a photographer? And I was like, this is taking off. I'd rather do this.
And is that what you studied in university? Were you doing that while you were?
Mm-hmm. I was just kind of doing the BFO stuff in the background. And then, what was that, 2015, I think I graduated. And then BF1 took off. Was it 2016?
And did you kind of transition to just going really full-time focusing on that?
Full-time on BF1, yeah. As soon as I graduated, in I think 2015 it was. And then BF1 came out. I was like, okay, this is it. I was unemployed at one point, and I was like, I need to do something. And then BF1 came out, and I was like, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to get this opportunity again. You know, and I think a lot of streamers do need to try something like that. If a new game is coming out, jump on it and go all in, you know? Don't sit around like, oh, I'm going to play this game or that game. Like, it's wishy-washy, you know? Focus on something.
Did you prepare at all, like, before the game came out? Like, were you doing commentaries or, like, hyping things up or, like, looking? Like, did you do anything to tell people? I mean, obviously, you're probably playing other Battlefields, and so there was some connection there already.
I wouldn't say hyping up. No, I literally just dropped guides, like, instantly, and then they just skyrocketed. I think my aim guide on BF1, I think it's got, like, 1 million views now. I've got like a Martini Henry kill streak. Do you remember the Martini Henry with the big like boom sounds? That's got like 1 million views. And I just literally said, I went on YouTube and I was like, what do people want when a game comes out? And it was like settings, tutorials, aim guides, game sense, all these kind of things. And I just did it and then just put it out there and it took off. And the community just seemed to respond so well to it. I do want to say, though, I think something that's really helped me, I feel, is the fact that I'm mainly a console player. And in that space, the Battlefield space, at least back then, there wasn't many console YouTubers, streamers. Most are on PC. And I think that's kind of helped me. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. Like, more people can relate to being a console player than a PC player. But Warzone now it's all PC because it's just, you know, if you got a beast of a PC, it's the way to go.
Are you playing Warzone on PC now, or are you still playing?
Yeah, 100%. I love it, man.
Are you playing with a controller on it, though?
No. I've tried it a few times.
Oh, really?
And it's nice. I do like it, but I don't know, aiming, you know, with a mouse and keyboard when you've got like a 9900K 2080 Ti and you're maxing out the frames.
It's nice.
There's something so
especially sniping,
about
right?
Sniping, yeah, man.
Oh, it's good.
It's beautiful.
It's good.
I would like to play it a bit more on controller, but I don't know. I just want to snipe.
Awesome. Well, listen, man. We're getting a little long here. If people want to find you, what's the best place to go?
YouTube.com/TheBrokenMachine.
Awesome, guys. Go check them out. Thank you so much for joining in. I'm really excited to see where you keep going. Definitely next Battlefield. We're going to have to get some games. I'm going to definitely be seeing what you're creating on it. I love it, man. Keep it up. And excited to see where you keep going.
Thank you very much for having me. Hope you have a good day.
Thanks.